What do you do here, Sadie?
I'm the swim coordinator, so swim team lead and a DM, duty manager.
That sounds like an important job to me.
It's a lot of responsibility, yeah.
Now, I could tell from the youngsters I've just spoken to in the pool, swimming here is very popular, obviously silly thing to say, really.
Yeah.
The rescue certificates and that you do, that they're very popular too?
All of our swim schools are very popular. I think we've got one of the most attended with members in our swim school than we have in across the southwest. So, yeah, big swim school here. We offer lots of lessons from babies all the way through to our stage 7. We have swim fit, rookie. We have lots going on.
And it's a nice centre, isn't it? Since they did it up, it's a lovely centre here, the facilities.
It's one of the best pools around in the area, I think. Well, it is the best pool in the area. It's such a lovely sight. We've got two lovely swimming pools. Staff are great. Yeah, it's a really good centre.
And even the gym, though some of the devices up there look a bit torturous, gym's really well equipped as well, isn't it?
Yeah, gym's very well equipped. We're actually getting some more equipment, so latest equipment from Techno Gym soon. It's having a bit of a revamp. But
I presume that gym equipment like that is really expensive, isn't
it?
Because it takes a lot of punishment, doesn't
it? Yeah, I mean, you think of all of our members coming in and using the gym equipment all the time. It's always being used. And, equipment like that's very expensive.
Something I forgot to ask your colleagues is opening times for 16:10.
Yeah.
Can you give me the opening times?
Yeah, so we open from 6 o'clock in the morning so people can get in and start swimming at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Before you go to work. Yeah. There you go, Nick. You could come swimming before you go in the mornings. What do you think?
Yeah, okay. yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's not very keen on that.
No.
I can't imagine why, can you?
No. We close round about 9:30 at night. Yeah, so weekends a little bit earlier. And we open slightly later, so 6:30 actually at weekends, 6:37, and weekdays we open at 6.
So you must have a lot of staff because that's quite a long period you're open every day.
It is, yeah. We have a good team, a good duty manager team, which open up the site. We've obviously got our general manager, Caroline, good front of house team, we all muck in and the site.
I get the impression you're all a friendly lot, you all get on really well, is that right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, yeah, we do. We're a good team. We've got a good lifeguard team as well, and we always have a laugh, and we tend to go out and have do lots of team building things, you know, mostly in the pub, but yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Good team building.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's out there that maybe a qualified lifeguard or something like that, are there any vacancies at all?
Yeah, I mean, we do have vacancies. You'd have to come in and speak to us, pop into on-site and have a word, but we're always looking for lifeguards, and we do actually have an NPLQ coming up that we hold on site. So that's National Pool Lifeguard Qualification. So we have a week's course, so 5 days.
So you could go away to a holiday camp and supervise the pool there.
Yeah, exactly.
So brilliant. So teenagers out there that are listening, is there an age limit for that?
They have to be 16. Yep, so you have to be 16 to do the course. If they do the course here with us, then we obviously have positions that we can offer them. Or like you say, if they pay for the course and they want to go elsewhere, lots of haven sites around and things, then that's...
With the summer coming, make a good summer job for somebody, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
How long's the course last?
It's 5 days.
Well, that's not too long, is it?
5 days, no. And you have to keep refreshing it. So obviously our lifeguards, we train once a month. And I think, and don't correct me, I think it's every 2 years you have to retake.
So just re-qualify to prove you're still fit, etc.
And you have to prove your training hours every month as well.
Fair enough. So did they keep a log then, lifeguards? I never realised it was so involved.
Yeah, all our training, so that's not actually done by me. Another duty manager keeps a track of the lifeguard and the training hours, but everybody's training is logged. We've got a special file which shows you have to, if somebody was to ask, we have to prove that they've done their training. So
I can imagine with health and safety rules the way they are these days, it must be a lot of paperwork involved.
Yeah, it is a lot of paperwork, but... You know, it's good, and it provides us with everything that we need to show for our lifeguards. So, yeah, it's all good.
Good to talk to you today. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you too.